Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to Press Gazette's Journalism Matters podcast. I'm Freddie Mayhew, news editor at Press Gazette, and today I'm joined by Rosie Nixon, who is editor-in-chief at Hello Magazine. Thank you for joining me, Rosie.
Thanks for having me.
So it's 30 years now, isn't it, since Hello has been going. And you're currently, latest figures for you, coming out next week, but for the last half of the year, you were selling more than 220,000 copies and you're in the top five best-selling weekly consumer magazines in the UK. So I suppose first question would be, what's the secret to its longevity? How has it been going for so long?
Yeah, well, it's quite amazing. Our 30th anniversary will be next year. Also my 10th anniversary at the brand next year too. So a big year for Hello. And I think the interesting thing about Hello is that our USP has never changed. You know, we take our readers inside the lives of the rich, the famous and the fabulous. And we've been doing that in an kind of unrivaled way for the last 30 years. I think we think of ourselves as a magazine of record. In fact, looking back over that time, you know, you can pick up any issue of Hello and see who were the movers and shakers of the day, what were the fashions, you know, what was happening in politics, you know, a real kind of taste of the zeitgeist, really. And we've spent, you know, careful amounts of time over those years building up trusted relationships with the stars themselves, their agents and managers, so that we get this unrivaled access into their worlds, which is why they open up their wedding albums, you know, allow us to take the first photos of their babies and invite us into their homes.
And why do you think it's that exclusive sort of access that you're getting that's why people are still buying into the brand, even though you're getting competition now online from the likes of...
Yeah, the exclusive access is certainly, you know, extremely important to Hello and at the root of sort of everything we do. But then the new generation of royals have been the gift that keeps on giving to Hello, really. Yeah. We've just had Prince George celebrating his fourth birthday on a recent cover, our youngest, but also one of our most popular cover stars. And I think nobody has really managed to harness the popularity of the Cambridges and that generation of the royal family, you know, in the way that Hello has. And magazines, of course, now are becoming a luxury experience. You know, we provide an environment that is very different to one that you can find on the Mail Online or, you know, on your computer or a phone screen. It's a longer kind of experience to sit down and read a magazine for half an hour while you're having your hair done or, you know, you've got 10 minutes away from the kids on the sofa. It's a really luxury experience. Yeah. So our sort of big format and gorgeous glossy photography shows every detail of the celebrities and the royals that we follow. So it's a closer look, really, at the week's news.
And is that sort of how you distinguish yourself from, say, the likes of Mail Online, which is obviously putting out a lot of celebrity news and a very popular website?
Yeah, I think we provide a completely different experience. You know, actually, in this day and age when we are also glued to our handsets and screens for a lot of the time, that removing yourself from that is something very different and kind of special. So, we provide that, you know, experience that's not so fast-paced, that's a more detailed read, that's, you know, when we're following the Cambridges on their recent tour to Poland and Germany, you know, we showed every aspect of that tour in great photographic detail in a way that you just can't get that kind of experience from a website.
And is your print is still very much your focus then, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, print is still the kingpin of the business, and we'll continue to invest in print. Between 90% and 98% of our readership is actively purchased, and we sell at a £2 cover price. So, you know, it's a really premium product that people are still willing to pay for. Although digital will be, you know, part of our big part of our roadmap for the future, and we'll be investing heavily in our digital operation in the years to come.
I was going to say, what is your sort of your digital strategy at the moment? If you can talk about it, does everything that goes in the magazine eventually go on the website, or how does that kind of work for you guys? Yeah. Do you hold stuff back for the magazine?
We do, yeah. I mean, the two operate hand in hand, and actually since I became editor-in-chief last year, I'm taking a closer look at how the two amalgamate. I think that's been one of the great challenges for publishers, of how to marry up the digital offering with the traditional print. So it's really important that you have a cohesive view, and that you understand that the audience is different, you know, in both formats, same as the audience is different on social media and all different types of social media platform. So really you have to be available now for your readership 24/7 in whatever format they require. And Hello has always traditionally sort of spanned quite a wide age group. We often say that our readers go from sort of 18 to 80 with the core readership somewhere around sort of late 30s. So we're attracting, there's got to be something for everyone in our offering. But a big part of my digital strategy will be focusing on video content. We've just opened a mini studio next door in the building we have next door.
Oh, yeah.
It used to be the photocopy cupboard, now it's a little studio, because we want to bring our pages to life in video. It's the natural progression to see the stars, you know, talking and conducting their interviews in person as well as on the printed page.
I'm assuming that will sort of push your digital in a slightly different direction then. At the moment, is it kind of coverage in the magazine is the same as online?
No, the audience is definitely younger online. Yeah, so online will often pick up stories to do with personalities that may not necessarily appear in the magazine. The magazine we try to keep as A-list as possible, really focusing on established personalities. People that have earned their fame, you know, over years of hard graft or a special talent. So we're less interested in kind of reality stars.
So not the Love Island.
Not Love Island. We are a Love Island free zone pretty much for the time being, although I'll never say never. You know, I guess we want to fulfil, you know, the things that our audience are interested in. But those type of personalities would probably do better for us online and on social media. So, yeah, so it is cut up differently. But then the Royals, I mean, again, coming back to the Cambridges, that's their appeal is so sort of across the board, and they work equally well for us online as they do in the magazine.
And I don't know how much of this you have to answer, but how do you get that exclusive access? Is that years of contacts and building those up? Does money exchange hands and you know, for some of those more exclusive inside looks?
Yeah, well, I think those rumours of Hello sort of having this never-ending chequebook and spending £1 million here and there is completely untrue, I'm afraid to say. Sorry to burst that bubble, but I think the magazine would not be here 30 years later if that were the case. I mean, that's just not sustainable. But it's quite funny hearing those rumours when they still come up every now and again. But no, I would say that, you know, we've spent a long time cultivating these trusting relationships, and we've worked with people throughout their careers. You know, we recently celebrated Rod Stewart's wedding anniversary, and we've been with him from the beginning, really, you know, featuring his wedding and then, you know, the birth of children and then renewing his vows recently. So we play the long game. We're there for people, you know, when the times are tough, and we provide a stable, kind of trusted environment for them to talk about difficult topics sometimes. You know, we're not afraid to ask the hard questions. We know our readers expect that from us. But we do work closely with the stars so that, you know, we're on their side. And we sell with good news. And actually, I'm really proud and protective of our philosophy of positive reporting. I think there's enough bad news going on, you know, that we've flooded, you know, with online and in newspapers, that Hello provides a bit of escape from that. Some glamour, some unashamedly positive reporting, and I'm really happy that that has stood the test of time and seems to be what people still want to read.
It's very much reputation building and very much what it's about, Hello, about having that reputation and that
Yeah, the trusted environment. Yeah, definitely. It's at the core of everything we do. We're not going to build you up to knock you down. Yeah,
that's... point out the cellulite.
No, exactly. Yeah, I mean, who wants to do that? That's not very sort of, yeah, you know, kind of woman power, is it, really?
And how much of, as you were saying, the new royals, like Duke and Duchess of Cambridge and their children, and obviously Prince Harry... how have they been a boost to you? Is that something you've seen a lot of?
I think it's quite remarkable, really. I mean, the Duchess of Cambridge, I think, pretty much single-handedly has changed the whole image of the royal family. You know, she was a middle-class girl who met her prince at university and has gone on to kind of change him as well, make the whole family feel more accessible. I think that image of sort of buttoned-up monarchy is completely different now. It's all about talking about your feelings, you know, opening up, showing that we're all human. And I think that the position that they have in, you know, the bedrock of British society is probably stronger than ever. And that, of course, has been good news for Hello on the newsstand. I think actually it's breathed new life into the newsstand, you know, completely. And we've got Meghan Markle on our cover this week. She's celebrating her birthday, and I know what would make me feel like she had the ideal birthday present might be a proposal from Prince Harry. That would be great. So, yeah, there's a lot more to be told. There's a lot more, you know, to hear from them and to see how they're going to change things even further. But they've certainly been great news for us.
And obviously reporting on the royals in particular, celebrities as well, but very much the royals, it's a difficult balancing act, isn't it, to sort of respect privacy but also get those stories that your readers want to read.
Yeah.
How is that factored into your editorial process? Mm. How much is it something that's sort of at the forefront of what you're doing?
Yeah.
Just an example, I know that last month Prince Harry won an Ipsos complaint against the Mail Online press regulator, found in his favour for them running pictures of
the
him
wedding
on the beach and with Meghan Markle.
Yeah.
How much is that something that you factor in?
I think, I mean, it's not normally too much of an issue for us here in that, I mean, we have a very strong sort of moral compass at Hello, and that is so far sort of within any kind of guidelines or the editor's code anyway. That I know instinctively whether something feels right or wrong to publish, and we simply wouldn't go there if it didn't feel right, because we know it might upset the palace, and as I've said before, we play the long game with the people that we feature, and we're not in the business to kind of cause anybody any distress. So actually, we rarely come up against situations when we're unsure if it might be a breach of privacy, or if we are unsure, then we contact the palace and through the usual channels, you know, and we have a very good working relationship with them. Mm. But, you know, obviously there's a protocol when we're covering royal events. I wouldn't say that we get any particular favouritism, but they are respectful of the way that we cover royal stories. And we know that we're read in all of the households, and we want that to be a happy experience.
Yeah. And is there kind of a red line for you on... do you use paparazzi pictures?
Yeah, many paparazzi pictures.
How do you sort of... I think the Mail Online, or one of them, was saying that they weren't going to use any more, well, in the Daily Mail at some point years ago, saying they weren't going to use any more paparazzi pictures. But how do you...
What do you mean, of the royals or celebrities in general?
But, I mean, how do you... Do you make a judgment on those photos then?
Yeah, we make a judgment. We do our research and we speak to, you know, the person that's taken the photographs, and we ask all of the questions that editors, you know, should ask around a set of images, and we demand, you know, we see a full set, because often...
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra.
Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Pictures can be taken out of context. But as I said before, yeah, I think our own kind of ethics at Hello are so strong that we don't really skate that close to the line. So there's never really too many issues. Or we go directly to the star themselves and discover the background. And often they might be quite happy for us to run something, especially when you're talking of images of children. Some stars are happy, others are not. It's a personal choice. Mm. And I'm sort of not in the business to persuade somebody to do something that's against their wishes. It's the same when we, you know, commission our baby shoots. For some stars, it's something they really want to do to show their fans this sort of intimate moment of the new baby's arrival. For others, it's just something they would never entertain, and that's fine. It's everybody's individual choice, and it's a personal thing.
So is there an example of the sort of thing that you would definitely turn away from as a magazine?
Well, anything that showed somebody in a particularly negative light, yeah, or that felt hurtful or, you know, really invaded privacy, you know, clearly a private moment on private property, then I just simply wouldn't go there. Yeah, but I think, you know, I am sort of a very morally and ethically driven person, and I kind of know instinctively what's right or wrong, as do my staff.
How much does your... In terms of access again, how much does your... Because your background is obviously you were formerly at Red and Glamour magazines, weren't you?
That's right.
Executive editor at Grazia. I moved to Hello in 2008 and obviously were named editor-in-chief last year. How much... that's a long career in the industry already. Is that process sort of built... Are you bringing those contacts with you when you come to Hello? Is that a big part of it?
Definitely. I remember my first role sort of back in the teen magazine days when I worked for Bliss magazine, and I was offered either the role of features editor or celebrity editor, and it was at a time when celebrities were beginning to drive sales of magazines. And I made sort of the decision then to go down the celebrity editor route because that was drawing in the big cover stars, and I loved going out and doing those interviews and setting up those photo shoots. And then that really sort of paved the way for my future career, which was generally the celebrity editor, entertainment editor, you know, that always that kind of aspect of a magazine. At Glamour, sort of doing big shoots with A-list stars for the cover of the magazine. And then when Grazia launched, you know, securing the celebrity access there. And of course, Hello was kind of the ultimate place. You know, I worked at other magazines when, you know, you'd hear that Elizabeth Hurley's wedding's coming out in Hello next week, and everybody would sort of gather around that issue to kind of feverishly flick through it and know that you were going to get 30 pages of wedding coverage, you know. So when I was headhunted by Hello, and it was always a slight mystery to me, because I think Hello is owned privately by a Spanish company who own Hola magazine,
right.
Launched that back in 1944. So it's always been a slight mystery in the publishing scene. You know, I'd worked for the big companies, Condé Nast and Bauer and EMAP in the past, and nobody really kind of understood how Hello worked.
Mm.
And these theories of, you know, suitcases full of money to get people to persuade to do things. And of course, it's not quite like that, so I'm kind of letting down the image. But it does have the feel of a family business. The independence, you know, and autonomy that we have is really exciting. It means that we can change our publishing schedule, you know, in a matter of hours if we decide to. So if a big event happens over a weekend, or a royal wedding, or Pippa Middleton's wedding was a recent example, you know, we decided to keep the magazine open that day. It's all hands on deck, creating a special issue, putting it out to print and on the newsstand sort of within 48 hours. So it's a really exciting mix of news journalism, but the glossiness and the kind of relationship building that, you know, I love and have done, you know, previously in my career.
Hello, I think, peaked in 2001 with more than 840,000 copies sold, which is obviously a great first half of the year. But within 2 years, I think that's sort of going down to just over 340,000, and it's obviously fluctuated up and down, but generally going in the direction of decline since about 2011, along with
the rest of the magazines and newspapers
and all of us.
And I'm happy that, although that kind of, pot of readers is getting smaller, Hello is still retaining, an increasing share of it. And of course now, with the advent of online and all the social media platforms, it's all about having a 360 approach to publishing and being available cross-platform. So whilst print sales might be going down, online audience figures are going up. We've actually seeing an increase in our digital sales as well, which is interesting. I think this is the first year that we've significantly going to see an increase in copy sales, from the iPad edition, which is reflects the fact that Hello is an international brand and the popularity of the royal family, is not confined to the UK. So, that's serving us pretty well as well.
And are those subscribers then, are they on your app?
Those are subscribers, But although you can buy individual issues as well.
And why do you...
Subscriptions are actually going up too. Yeah, which is, we have a very loyal readership at Hello. Yeah, so subscriptions have always been strong for us.
Yeah. But why do you think, talking generally about the declining street, has it been the internet that's taken it
away? Yeah, I think it has. And the kind of need for... I mean, the monthly magazines are having a much tougher time, although we actually launched a monthly magazine 2 years ago, which might seem crazy. But we figured... We launched Hello Fashion Monthly to take a more detailed look at the fashion and style and beauty secrets of the stars. And it's actually doing very well, holding a strong position again in a very challenging marketplace. I think the print isn't going anywhere. I think the fact that it's a luxury experience is even more important and something that's certainly at the forefront of my mind when we're creating the magazine each week. That cover needs to be really inviting and look great on your coffee table and provide something that you just simply can't get elsewhere. Ideally an exclusive wedding, in my dreams we'd have that every week. And then that content, we'll create videos around our weddings and there'll be extra photo galleries available online, so it's then sort of divvying it up so there's something available on every platform. But I think print is certainly not going anywhere, but the audience figures are smaller.
And do the likes of Mail Online sort of trouble you?
Not really, no, I think our offering is so different. We go for different markets. I mean, we PR stories, to the media every week as well, and they run those stories, and that's kind of good because people still then come to Hello to see the full photo shoot.
And what's quite interesting to know what kind of a typical week is like for you as editor, what sort of things can you do?
Yeah, gosh, well, it can vary. I mean, I do love my job because it's so busy. I mean, there is no time to get bored, and it's actually hard to remember what we were doing last week, so don't ask me what I was doing last week. I'll go from being in meetings with the team about, what we're planning for the issue in hand, what's going to be on the cover, new sets of photos, shoots we've got coming up.
When does your week start? What day is it? Sort of
on a Monday, and then we go to print on a Friday evening.
Right.
Yeah, so photo shoots. I mean, there's a constant email kind of dialogue going on to do with shoots and upcoming exclusives, because obviously we work partially of the week because we're very news-driven, but then we work in advance on the exclusives that we set up. So from meetings, with the team to the online team and what they're planning, to strategy meetings for the brand, particularly focused on digital strategy at the moment, to personnel issues, often nearly always, interviewing or kind of working out the staff structure. To meetings with the commercial team, going out and meeting clients. Advertising, is tough at the moment all round, so it's all about creative concepts and really changing our approach to advertising sales. I think, traditionally, where most of the advertising would come from agencies, that's not the case anymore, so you need to be far more creative in your solutions for advertising clients, and again, offer them a 360 approach. It's not about taking out a printed page in the weekly mag so much now. It's about a creative concept for how they can be involved cross-platform.
And as a publication, are you in profit at the moment?
We are, yes. Yeah, no, we're in a good place. It's happy days at Hello.
Which can't be said for everyone.
Challenging. Industry, so. Yeah, but it's good. You know, it's a real time for editors to be really creative, I think, which is very exciting considering we work in a creative industry.
What would you say to critics who might say, oh, celebrity news is a bit lightweight and not something that's worth pursuing?
You know what? I think don't underestimate the power of it. I think, as I mentioned before, there is a lot of bad news in the world, and I think there is a place for some good news, and we're seeing the results of that. You know, the sales figures are speaking for themselves.
And I understand that, obviously, you've got a busy job as editor, but you've also just finished writing a book, is that right?
I've just published my second book. Yeah, I've written two novels. Yeah. Well, I did write the first one before I had two young children as well, so time's a bit shorter at the moment. But I'm a journalist by trade, and I love writing, and I kind of miss that aspect of my job because I don't get to write so much in the course of my average week.
Yeah.
So the creative writing I find a really great outlet. You know, it's something I'd love to be able to combine with my job for as long as possible. Fortunately, I have a very, encouraging boss as well who enjoys that aspect of my role as well. So, yeah, I love the novel writing. Some of it was slightly influenced by my time as a magazine journalist, yeah. Although nothing's based on fact, of course. It's something I really love doing, combining the two.
And I did want to ask you, since you are a woman in a senior editorial position in our industry, given recent revelations of the BBC gender pay gap divide, what were your thoughts on that?
Every female, that works in the media, or just every female, I think, across the UK. I mean, I was really shocked by it, but I think, what matters is what happens from here, and, the BBC does seem to be, realised that this was very wrong and is readdressing that pay gap, and I really hope that they follow through on that promise because, it's not right. I'm a real champion of women. I've actually generally worked in kind of very female-heavy environments, as you'd expect in women's glossy magazines. So I haven't been so aware of it, and it's certainly something that, I would address here if I felt that was going on, but it isn't. And we are very supportive of our female workforce and people going off and being supported in the life choices that they make and having babies and having successful maternity leaves and returning to work, in a supportive environment when they're ready.
Lovely. Rose Nixon, thank you for joining.
Thank you very much.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.